Welcome back to the program, folks. Pleasure to have your company on this Thursday. 866-469-0026. If you'd like to join us on the program, Jay writes in on Twitter, at Matt Adams FOL, if you want to reach me that way. And he says, David Duvall should replace Johnny Miller. He's great. I think he is good. I like him on the live coverage as well. I think that's a really good idea, in fact. And maybe that is the plan there. Who knows? I was curious what you guys thought about it. Curious what my next guest thinks as well. Tom Patry is one of the great teachers of the game anywhere in the world, president and founder of TP Golf Schools, tompatry.com as well, if you want to check out what he's doing there. And Tom reached out to us and said, hey, Matty, do you want to talk sometime? To which Dom sent it to me and said, are you interested? Said yes, about really kind of the teaching philosophy, where we're at today and the evolution of the same. Tom, welcome to the show. How are you?
Matt, I'm doing just great. How are you doing?
Well, thanks. I appreciate you joining us here today. So let's jump into the subject at hand then. I mean, you're a veteran campaigner. You've seen trends come and go. So is it about the trends and advancement, or is it about finding the tried and true and sticking to the basics that we know work?
You know, Matt, I'm never going to dispel the fact that technology has changed this game so much in the way we teach it, you know, whether it's K-Vest or TrackMan or V1 Video, whatever you're using. I mean, I think those are wonderful, wonderful tools. The only thing that bothers me as one of the dinosaurs of the game is that I think they're overused sometimes. I mean, the tour player, you know, on TrackMan is one thing. Mr. Smith coming for a one-hour checkup at the club and throwing those kind of numbers at him, that scares me just a little bit too much sometimes.
So is your philosophy then, Tom, when someone comes in, and I realize it's going to vary depending upon individual, depending upon what their objectives are, depending upon whether it's sure, a touch-up or whether it's a rebuild, what is your approach then when you see someone coming in? Do you want to get them to a point that they're hitting better, correcting better, or are there also occasions when you can really dig deep and say, you know what, we got a major fix we got to work on here?
No, I think you make a great point, Matt. I think that, you know, it depends what their objectives are. I mean, 95% of the time at the recreational level, Mr. and Mrs. Smith wants to get it in the air, hit it on the middle of the face somewhere and advance it down the fairway and play golf and enjoy themselves. Yeah. I also get, you know, in Naples, Florida, I get the guy who wants to go and say, listen, I'm a 15 and I want to be a 9. I want to be a single-digit player. And what's that going to take? And that's a very different answer. That's a very, very different answer, and a lot of factors go into that. So, again, now, like you said, you know, it depends who comes to the tee and what they're looking for, how far they want to take this. One of the things that people don't think realize out there listening to us is that when you want to go to 15 to 9, for example, the time commitment and the number of reps necessary to change the physiology is tremendous.
I guess the big question there, Tom, I would have is, can we change the physiology? Can you go in and affect? And I've always wondered this. And I'm fascinated to find out what your answer is. But when someone has a move or define it as a problem or what have you in their golf swing, can we truly change that, or will they slowly default back to it? And we have to realize that and continue to work on the problem pretty much forever.
I think that's the spot-on question, Matt. Actually, I think, you know, I tell people everybody has a golf DNA, and you come to me with a golf DNA, and we can change it, and we can change the physiology through reps, through drills, through a program. But understand something, it's still your DNA, and if you don't have a maintenance program, it will come back. So I tell them that, yes, there's a commitment to change, but even if you make the change, there has to be a commitment to maintenance after that.
I love that approach. I mean, right now you're reaching millions of people with this message. Tom Patry is my guest here, folks. One of the best teachers of the game any place in the world. So there's a lot of people leaning forwards in their car right now, looking for these little pearls and these little gems. My question is, and again, this is another thing that I've always wondered about over the years, is that we could sit here and talk about the virtues of getting lessons and going seeing a professional, right? But there's a lot of people that are afraid of taking two steps back to take one step forward. What can we say? What can we do for that constituency to say, you know, that's not what has to happen? You can advance at the same time as you're working on your swing or a particular part of your game.
Well, first of all, Matt, I think you have to address the root question there, which is the fear of failure. I mean, I think if we watch our our tour idols. I think that, you know, guys have made tremendous changes in their career. I mean, early Nick Price, early Nick Faldo, guys are really fine ball strikers, were willing to take two steps back to take one step forward. So I tell people all the time, what if you're willing to endure to make a change? And if you're not willing to make, you know, to grovel a little bit and have some downtime, then don't do it. Don't do it. I mean, it's really hard to make a lasting change and see effect in ball fight that's going to really pay dividends, you know, on holes 1 through 18. So if you're not willing to possibly have a setback, then don't put the time, energy, and money into it. I mean, don't do it. You know, you got to be realistic about it. It's not easy to make changes.
Is it, Tom, do you think, a celebration of the obvious for me to ask you that it's best that when someone comes to see you, that they get ready for a package of lessons? And if so, and again, I realize it varies by the individual, so I'm asking you for broad brush questions. How many would you say that should be, and what length of time, given an average amount of practice, once you start to work on something, do you say, come and see me in a week, or is it 2 weeks, or how generally does it work out with you?
Well, I don't think there's one answer to that, Matt. I think it depends on the individual, the depth of the problem, the depth of their commitment to change. I mean, I think every person who comes to MIT is different. I don't treat any two people the same because they're not the same.
Cool.
So depending on what their request is, I sit down and have a very honest dialogue with them about, you know, what it's going to take after we look at maybe a little bit of film and say, listen, this is what I think is going on. Do you agree or disagree? And again, it comes down to something else. Do you have a relationship with a coach? Or are you looking for a quick fix and a Band-Aid? I lose more customers than I gain, Matt, because I'm brutally honest with them and say, listen, it's going to take this with you. This is the kind of commitment you have to have. And again, if you're not willing to do that, then don't write me a check. Don't do that.
Well, I mean, there's an element of honesty in that, Tom. That's the reason why you've advanced as far as you have, because when you work with people, you make real changes and real advancement. All right, so let's give the people that are sitting there thirsting for something right now. Whether it's short game, whether it's inside of 100 yards, whether it's set up at the tee, give me some type of tip that the people going into work everywhere around North America right now can be thinking about and miming as they're at a stop sign, as coming from Tom Petrie, that we might be able to help them with.
Okay, let me give you two things, Matt. First of all, there's not enough hours in a day or days in a week to work on your short game. So if Joe Average at his club wants to get better, he's got to work and spend an extraordinary amount of time from 30 yards and in. It's incredible when I go out today to the club and give people a playing lesson that most of my folks now can advance the golf ball from tee to around the green, and then they play a different game from 30 yards and in. It's called hockey. And there's a lot of slap shots going on, and it takes a long time to get the ball into the hole after they were in position to score. So I don't think there's enough hours in the day to work in your short game. And at your home club, folks, get with your PGA professional and work on 30 yards and in, number one. And number two is I think every swing nail can be traced back to the setup. So if this year you want to make a commitment to do something, become a setup expert. Understand the way you put your hands on the club, the way you aim and align your body and orientate your body to the target, your ball position, your posture, and your spacing. And do those things, and you'll be a better player overnight.
Tom, how much does that, the second part you were just talking about, how much does that also relate directly to pre-shot routine?
Oh, Matt, 1,000%. And thanks for teeing that up for me. But, you know, I think the greatest player in the world that ever was on this planet, and I'm going to get in trouble for this one, had the greatest pre-shot routine in the world, and that was Jack Nicklaus. I mean, I think if you look at Jack Nicklaus in 1963 walking into a golf shot, and you look at him in 1986 at his last Masters win walking into a golf shot, I think you'd see something that was virtually identical. The man had an ability, while the world was exploding around him under pressure, to stay in the moment and do the same thing leading up to the golf shot every single time. And I think that's the way he's successful. I think if you look at Jack Nicklaus's golf swing, it may not rank in the top 50 of all time, or like maybe not the top 75 of all time, but the routine was pristine.
And we all know he had great success with that. I hope you do as well, Tom. Tom Petrie, patri.com is the website. Is that what you want us to send people to, Tom, if they want to get in touch with you for a lesson or otherwise?
That's perfect, Matt. TomPetrie.com is a great way to get to me. And then, obviously, I'm located in Naples, Florida, and And thank you so much for having me, Matt. I enjoy coming on. I enjoy listening to you every day in my car as well, and I think you do a hell of a job. I appreciate it.
Sir, thank you very much. It was an honor to have you on the program, and let's do it again and keep this going. I want to see if we can – I'll talk to you, Tom. I want to see if we can actually increase the number of PGA professionals that we have on so that when you guys who are making your way to the office on a Thursday or Friday and getting ready to play some golf have an opportunity to have maybe a little pearl of wisdom imparted that might help you play better immediately this weekend. Maybe you'll think a little bit more about your pre-shot routine, or maybe we'll have a discussion one day about breathing technique when you're dealing with pressure or what have you. There's a lot of different things that we can go through. There is one that all of you can go through as well. As Titleist Thursdays are an opportunity for every player to receive a free state-of-the-art fitting with a full selection of Titleist metalwoods, irons, wedges, also golf balls, Pro V1, Pro V1X, for example. You can sign up now for a free Titleist Thursdays club fitting in your area. Check it out at this web address, Titleist.com. Titleist.com for a free Titleist Thursday club fitting. Why not? Back with more after this. 866-469-0026. 866-469-0026. If you have some thoughts that you would like to share with us, as I mentioned to you, Jay said, David Duval would be the guy. If Johnny Miller is done, take David and put him in that seat. Not a bad idea at all. What are yours? Back with more.